This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Ringgit & Sense is powered by InsureLit from Sun Life Malaysia.
Good morning, you're tuned in to Ringgit & Sense, the show all about personal finance, and I'm Wong Xiaoning. In our final episode covering insurance this month, we delve into the 101 of Takaful today. Joining me to discuss this is Idi Irwan. He is the Executive Director of Bill Morrison's. He's a Sharia-registered financial planner and was in the insurance industry for several years. Idi, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah, like we said earlier, it's really all about Takaful today. So maybe you can just explain to us how Takaful is different from conventional insurance.
Well, based on concepts alone and how Takaful operates runs its business is totally different from conventional. Takaful runs on the principle of Islamic values that based on main five pillars known as the Maqasid Sharia, which is the Sharia principle, which entails number one, protection of faith, religion, number two, protection of life, number three, protection of lineage, number four, protection of intellect, number five, protection of property. So the combination of all this will enhance the equality of fairness for the good society as a whole. So as compared to conventional, which traditionally will prioritize the economic value of the products and services. Mm. Now, however, that is now slowly changing with the realization of ESG. So things are slowly changing for the conventional as well. Having said that, the question begs whether, you know, Sharia with religious principles and whatnot, does it aim only for Muslims? Mm. The answer is no. Anybody can subscribe to Takaful products.
Okay. Yeah. That's an important point, right? Maybe you have some shared beliefs in terms of how a fund should be managed.
Yeah.
So why not? Now, how are Takaful products governed here in Malaysia? Do they... Of course, this is on them in many people's minds. Do they lose out in terms of protection when it compared to conventional insurance? Because insurance is a form of mitigating risk, isn't it, at the end of the day? So will it be any different?
To understand this, you have to go back because, this year it has been 41 years milestone since Takaful Act was enacted in 1984. And Takaful products via the operators are fully governed by Bank Negara. So everybody knows that.
Everybody has to be licensed right here.
Everybody needs to be licensed, especially within the insurance industry. So to maintain competitiveness, the industry, I think circa 2009-2010, they have come up with or introduced a value-based intermediation Takaful framework that reinforces or rather enhance the industry as a whole and to provide to a steer to unlock the full potential of Takaful industry. So this VBIT is pretty much introduced since then. This is way before ESG has been introduced. And one of the objectives of the framework is to have a greater presence and accessibility, and this will help to meet the need of protection among the society and at the same time to meet the protection gaps, especially among the underserved. Mm. So to have this framework is well and good. But recently, I think in 2020 or 2021, they really implemented it. You can see the whole framework to understand it. You can actually look into the MTA, Malaysia Takaful Association website, to really fully understand what it's all about. Mm. But what Bank Negara and the whole industry wanted is to make sure that Takaful industry remains competitive. Remains to have all their products and services available and to have a greater access to everyone. So that is basically to I suppose that would come to a point that you need to be competitive, you need to be innovative as well in order to stay up there together with their, same peers among the conventional insurers.
Yeah, so you have some relevancy, right, in terms of the changing course of, let's say, what kind of protection I need as an individual or what kind of protection I need as a company.
Correct.
So, which then begs the question, are most of the insurance products available in Takaful? Can we get the same products we find in conventional, general and life insurance as well?
Yes, they are all available. As compared to conventional, they have all products. Mm. The difference is that some of the products are catered for more Muslim intent.
Yeah.
As you know, that some... as you grow older, you're more pious, you're more realize that you want to go back to God. So therefore, there are some products that caters to that. So there's a lot of innovation coming out, for instance, like for Hajj and for Wakaf, for instance. So there are innovation when it comes to life products that come into that kind of territory. So it is quite interesting. For other insurances, like general insurances, are all the same.
All the same. Whether it's fire, accident, motor, travel, all available.
All available. The question right now is that which part of insurance or policies that you're looking for? So they always have a compatibility between the conventional and also the takaful insurance.
Would the claim process look like the same, be it takaful or whether for conventional then?
Yeah, that's quite interesting because you see the acid test of all insurance company or takaful providers is the claims. So I am happy to say that the claims process are pretty much the same. There's no difference. And obviously, it is highly regulated. And all the processes needs to be well thought of. It doesn't have to be, or it does not discount anything towards the client. So the same, the process is all the same, I can assure you that. I've seen some of the operators actually, when they underscore humanity insertion in terms of the products and services, they want to ensure that the claims process are dealt diligently and at a shorter time.
Okay, because this goes according to Shara values, right?
Correct, that's right. So I can assure you, Shaoning, that there's no difference between the takaful operators and also the conventional insurers.
Now, a unique feature of a takaful plan is surplus sharing because it's all based on profit. I mean, shared profits, right?
Yeah.
So help us understand what this is and how excess funds are equally distributed. Is this for life products? Is it for general? What are the details?
Yeah, so to understand this, you need to understand how takaful operators manages the company, and it stems from the fundamental of the doing business, that is the Maqasid al-Shari'ah and the Shari'ah fundamental, which generally deals with ethics, morality, social and religion, striking the right balance to achieve equality and fairness to the society, in this instance the customers. So surplus sharing is the sharing of underwriting surplus and investment income between takaful operators and participants at the end of certificate period, following an agreed sharing ratio. So the sharing ratio may differ from one takaful operator to another, and it also differs between products that they provide. So my advice is that you can ask what is the profit sharing ratio that the company offers before you agree to sign up the policy. The information is readily available, and all takaful operators are pretty much transparent on all these things.
So you can do a bit of shopping around.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
So let me understand this correctly when it comes to this surplus sharing. Because in a way, if I am a takaful customer, I am sharing the risk of this entire pool of funds. Would it be correct to say?
Correct.
Okay, which is differs from conventional, right? Where I pay the insurance company to provide me the protection, but in no way am I like part of the profit sharing.
Yes, that's right. So all this, if the portfolio is profitable and overall the company's claims ratio is profitable as well, so therefore they will declare the profits.
And I get some of it if I'm a takaful
customer.
Correct,
that's right. It's based on the ratio that they have already agreed upon.
But I get none of this if I'm a conventional insurance buyer. Okay. What happens though on the flip side during a situation where, let's say, there were many claims made and there is a period of deficit?
Right.
I mean, I'm not sure whether that's happened historically. Yeah. I mean, how should it technically be managed? Because I'm sure that's in the terms and conditions as well, right?
I think in the past, I've seen a lot of, in the 1980s, this is what I heard of, that some insurance company doesn't actually reinsure their risk.
Okay.
And they take every single risk there is 100%. So that when that happens, they do not have safety net.
Yes.
Right? They do not cover themselves. The insurance company need to cover themselves as well. So when there's a lot of claims happen, then therefore then you see there's a lot of fold-ups from all the insurance company. Then that's when Bank Negara actually came in and said this has to stop.
So since then, industry, everyone has got some, I'm sure, capital adequacy ratios put in place.
Right. So I think everybody should know that insurance companies protect themselves from being insolvent. So Bank Negara, as a regulator, They impose solvency requirements on all takaful operators, alike with conventional as well. Their financial stability and ability to meet the obligations to policyholders and participants. So these requirements are designed to safeguard the interests of stakeholders and maintain the stability of the insurance and takaful sector. As you can see, that the premiums are pretty much paid by the policyholders. And the insurance companies or the takaful providers are only managing it on behalf of the policyholders. They need to make sure that it's sound.
Yeah.
The company needs to be robust. So therefore, there are certain checks and balances coming up from the regulators. So I think now you can see the robustness of all the insurance companies in Malaysia. So I don't see any insurance company can go bust anytime.
Or such a situation can arise.
Yeah.
I've been speaking to Edie Irwan. He is the executive director of Bill Morrison's. We'll be taking a short break for some messages. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9.
Stay tuned for Ringgit and Sense, powered by InsureLit from Sun Life Malaysia.
BFM 89.9, welcome back. You're tuned in to Ringgit and Sense, and I'm Wong Xiaoning. Today, we're discussing takaful plans and what's the difference with conventional insurance. Joining me is Edie Irwan. He's the executive director of Bill Morrison's. He's a Sharia-registered financial planner and was in the insurance industry for many years. Now, I want to know, how does the industry, or Bank Negara at least, ensure that if I buy this product, a takaful product, it is Sharia compliant in every aspect? Because it involves not only just product design, right? But also even the investments that are in the insurance product.
Well, takaful industry is a highly regulated industry with many stakeholders. So which includes the authorities, the operators, respective Sharia boards, the Malaysia Takaful Association, also the community at large. And also the government, right? They always have to ensure that the industry is living to the expectation.
Mm.
So there are interested parties that will ensure that all operators does not go against the Sharia guidelines. These guidelines are followed diligently by all the operators. So one should not suspect whether, if one suspect that one doesn't actually follow the Sharia guidelines, then they will have to amplify it. And obviously the regulators will come and
knock on their doors.
And obviously all of the Sharia board provides
stamp of approval,
and oversight. And knowledge and oversight as well to ensure that this is happening. So I rarely see, not rarely, there's none actually, none of the operators go beyond the lines that they do not actually comply. All of them actually comply to Sharia requirements and comply.
Yeah, and I'm sure even when it comes to investment, right, because typically, the SC does issue a list of Sharia-compliant stocks, for example, equities, and you have to follow that very strictly.
Correct. Yeah. That's right.
Now, for investment-linked takaful products, this is the question. Do returns differ from conventional investment-linked products?
I can't comment on all takaful investment-linked products, but judging from the choices of Sharia funds that is doing well out there, I can safely say that they are much better in terms of performance and choices.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. However, my principle on investment-linked products is simple. You see, your takaful policy is the single most important asset that you may have in your possession, right?
Maybe something that you should consider at the very beginning of your adult career.
Correct, that's right.
It provides protection, right?
Yeah, but when it comes to investment link, you should be more prudent and conservative when choosing underlying investments for your insurance policies. There are reasons why investment have volatility temperament and all performance subject to markets. So just imagine that the idea is that the investment link policies linked to investment funds. You cannot assume that your investment funds always work for you.
Yes, you can have negative returns.
Correct.
Yeah. Can lose money.
Yeah, you need to understand, if it lose money, then what is the impact of your premium over the years? That's when the question of sustainability will come in. The sustenance of your premium contribution over the years. You will expect that you probably have managed paying everything once you have retired. But if the market go against you, then it will eat up to all this.
So maybe issues. Is it better if you're just starting out and you're buying your first policy to not have any of this investment nope. link, just to think of it as a vanilla takaful life Correct. Insurance first Correct. Product I buy, or That's a right. vanilla takaful health policy.
Correct. If I'm your financial advisor, I would probably advise you to go with your plain vanilla, a typical life policy or family takaful for your needs. That's it.
Okay, and then maybe consider that later. Investments Correct. as I suppose you earn more money and you have enough to set aside for all that. Yeah. Now, what's been interesting for me is the Bank Negara data that shows that Malaysia has a severely under-penetrated takaful market compared to conventional. Why do you think that's the case? Is it a lack of awareness? When you speak to your clients, are they surprised? Oh, there are takaful products? Or is insurance in the first place something that people just, you know, I don't need this. It's not necessary.
Right. In my personal opinion, I mean, I've been having this conversation with some of the takaful or some of my takaful peers. Mm. And they've come up with the consensus that, you know, it's all due to psyche.
Okay.
Of the underserved market, the behavior of the consumers I'm talking about. So these markets may have different priorities than the suburban or the urbanites, which comes to the point of financial literacy. Let's put it that way. When it comes to financial planning, the cornerstone of or the fundamental basics that you should have in your financial plan is insurance protection, asset protection. That is the most basic that you need to have before you even think about savings or investments and whatnot. So, which comes to a point that, you know, the question of financial literacy is something that you need to think about. It goes to show that not everyone knows and understand that takaful protection or insurance in general is an important tool to protect income. So it is the most basic fundamental, like I mentioned. Mm. And I wish that financial literacy should be a compulsory syllabus or subject introduced in schools.
Yeah.
But you know why? Because so that when children comes home to their parents, and they will ask their parents,
have you got protection?
That's right. Are you and guys insured?
And mom and dad, there are Shara compliant products for you if you want to.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. You see, the question that, you know, what happens if both of you are not around? Anything can happen. You know, you can actually walk and got hit by a car and suddenly I have no one.
But do you think, Edie, this is also part of the issue is when it comes to insurance products? And I think, be it conventional or takaful, in the first place, sometimes when you look at these policies, it's riddled with confusing language.
Right.
And sometimes for some people, it becomes very expensive when you add these riders. So they're like, oh, I don't understand it. I'm just going to shy away from it.
Yeah. So you see, the role of financial planners or financial advisors or agents out there, they're supposed to make sense of all this complication. They're supposed to make sure that, you know, this policy meant for you to do this. For instance, that's why if you think that it's confusing enough for you, just go for basic ones. Ask your advisors or your agents to tell them that, you know, what I need is just pure protection for my family, just to start with. Mm. Then later on, once you realize, you know, I may be exposed. You see, my parents are exposed to cancers and whatnot. Then maybe I should think that I should get cancer riders. Mm. So then you probably go and ask which are the riders which is much more competitive in pricing and whatnot out there.
Yeah.
And all the typhoon agents or financial sharing our financial advisors are very knowledgeable on all these things. They are able to actually undo the complications to you so that you are able to actually understand further what you're buying. So yeah, I think that's basically the key here. Don't be afraid of buying insurance policies. Don't be afraid of buying takaful policies, because you need them.
So start somewhere.
Start small. Start basic. Don't think about, I'm going to make money from this.
It's not meant for that, right?
That's right.
So then at the end of the day, if I'm someone that's just, you know, started my my career and I'm earning my first paycheck and I come to you, what are the Takaful products that I should actually consider? The first one, would it be life and then health?
Definitely life. Mm. Why? Because I think that's the basic fundamental that you need to have. Obviously, later on, you probably start driving, then you buy car insurance, and then you probably buy a house, you buy house insurance. But the key thing is, buy policies or Takaful policies for things that you love, for whom that you love. If you love yourself, buy for yourself first. So if you don't love yourself, buy for your wife. Mm. So these are the things that you need to start thinking as your life cycle progresses.
And how much you set aside? Because somebody would think, you know, I want to be disciplined about this. I want to put a certain percentage of my income into life. Is there a ratio? Like, is there a figure I should consider?
Well, it all depends because...
Because your income is not static, right?
Correct. That's right. So what I'm saying is that the first idea to have insurance policies is to have it as your income protection. Mm. So if your income is X, so you need to make sure that you have a policy that covers X.
So it's a multiple of X, right?
Correct, or multiple of X. And your life cycle will progresses along the way. As you age, as your career progresses, then you review your policies. Your policies is not stagnant. Don't say that, I bought mine already.
I don't need
another one. Mm. You know, the typical Japanese in Japan, they probably have 5 to 6 policies.
Maybe they're overinsured.
Correct.
Or maybe they know they live for a very long time.
So these are the issues. Many years ago, we thought that our mortality rate is up to 70 years old or 65 years old. Malaysians then, right? Now, it has increased.
Yeah. And also, medical costs has increased. Medical inflation is real, right?
Correct. That's right. So the issue, the risk now for Malaysians is longevity risk, living longer than you expected. Mm. So who's going to cover you then? Yeah. You see, nobody's going to cover you then. You need to start now.
Yeah, and premiums tend to be cheaper when you start younger, right?
That's right. It comes back to education, financial literacy. You need to start young.
That's all the time we have for Ringgit and Sense. I've been speaking to Idi Irwan. He's the executive director of Bill Morrison's. Join us again for more discussions on personal finance. We have the 10 a.m. news bulletin coming up next, followed by my colleagues at Enterprise. I'm Wong Shaoning from The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
Ringgit and Sense was powered by InsureLit from Sun Life Malaysia, empowering you towards a financially fit future.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.